Try not to laugh to this Cracker Milk podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the
Cracker Milk podcast.
Do you want to see the full unedited version of this bad boy, extended, uncut, all the swears, all the silliness? It'll run for about an hour to an hour 20. Patreon is where you can see it for as little as a couple of bucks. Did you just fart?
No,
I am
okay.
Joined. I am your host, Connor, co-host Elias. We are joined by Goob, and of course, the beautiful Nick Chameleon. And today, you might be thinking, nice hats. Well, they're not hats, they're actually deflectors. We have expertly spent probably what? The deflectors that we've probably we bought for
I spent $13,000 on mine.
I can tell.
The engineer really was scammy.
I got customized.
Could you close the door for the aircon, mate? We spent thousands of dollars on them, Elias a little more on his, and that is because we are talking about some things that we are scared that the government might crack down on us for. That's right, we're talking about our favorite conspiracies today. Now, let me clarify one more thing before I pass it to the room. These are fun conspiracies, not fuck-off conspiracies, not Donald Trump conspiracies, not like late 2020s conspiracies.
Whoops, all of my men.
Conspiracies used to be so fun. They used to be so cool, and then they just turned into, like, kind of fucking uncomfortable stuff. You know what I mean? The last fun one was 9/11. There's a lot of fun in that one.
So, Nick, tell me about it, right? You've got some conspiracies yourself.
Yes, I do. I have some fun pop culture ones. I have some Disney ones. So the first one I remember is that the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, I'm not sure which Disneyland or whatever, Disney World or whatever it's in, but the Pirates of the Caribbean ride has a real life human skull somewhere in its, like...
I've heard about this as well.
Yeah.
Are there like fake skulls in there as well, like a pile of skulls?
Yeah, but then one specific one. I think they even know where it is. I don't know. I was going to read an article on it, and then it had so many ads in the article, I just went, meh.
Yeah.
I reckon it's Walt Disney's skull.
Really?
Yeah.
He's not real.
No, I think he's frozen. He's proper frozen.
Well,
proper frozen.
I thought that was a real thing, that he froze himself, or like his brain's
frozen.
Well,
it's a conspiracy theory that he is frozen, but they didn't want you to like know that, so they came up with the movie Frozen, so that when you type in Walt Disney Frozen, it comes up with the movie rather than him being frozen.
So dodgy.
Wake me up when the Jews are oppressed again.
Oh no, Walt.
Yeah, he's not a good fella. He was not a good fella.
He's not.
But he did make some really fun rides, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
You know, films.
Yeah, well,
not anymore.
He drew Mickey Mouse on the plane, like on the way to pitching Mickey Mouse. He was like, I don't fucking know, and he drew it on the plane.
Oh my god.
They named a flavor after him as well.
What's that?
Malt.
No, mate.
They did.
Vanilla Walt.
I saw that.
Vanilla Walt. It does taste like anti-Semitism.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook.
It's like the W flipped upside down.
You're so smart. Is it that hat?
Yeah.
Now, what's another one you got for me?
Another Disney one is that with some of the cartoons, movies, the word sex is seen in some weird like scenes, like Rafiki has his like dust, and then you can see, but apparently, supposedly, they're not horny bitches. It's supposed to say SFX because it was like a nod to the special effects people.
Is that like when they put that porn in the background of that movie with the mouse and it goes past the window and they're like watching porn in the window?
What?
Have you ever seen that?
No. Wait, is that Ratatouille?
No. It's like I don't know the mouse movie. He's like got a hat. He looks Polish. It's like a Polish looking mouse.
Yeah. Is it like the Rescuers or
Stuart
something?
Stuart Little.
What?
Rat porn?
A Disney movie?
Yeah, and they're like scooting down the street and then you're seeing the windows go by, and if you pause it, there's like someone watching porn.
Hey, at least they're realistic. Like,
that
people do watch pornography.
It's
so
very funny.
You're telling me, if I was jerking off to Rafiki and the, like, where it said sex, it's actually SFX, so I was just jerking off to Rafiki.
Well, yeah.
Which you were doing anyway, dude.
No, I was jerking off to the word sex.
You get horny when you see the word sex.
I used to.
What about now?
Yeah.
Now it's SFX.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, that's really interesting that, because I know that, like, in the, like, one of the posters for The Little Mermaid, like, you can see a cock and balls in the background,
I need to see this. How?
There it is. It's legit a cock and balls. You see it. It's like part of the castle, part of the Atlantis castle, whatever it is.
Oh.
And they made it like a dick.
Oh,
I was watching it in Comic Sans.
You were watching the movie.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, I just changed it from Ariel to Comic Sans.
Oh, fuck, I hate
that. Fuck my life. I'm so upset.
I have another conspiracy theory about This one, I don't know how real it is. I believe it. Okay. So you know how Disney hasn't been putting out any good films recently? They're yeah. all dog shit. Like, they're so bad.
100%.
So bad. I think they're doing it on purpose to tank their stocks so that Apple can buy them.
Does Apple have enough money, though?
I'm pretty sure
That's why they're tanking their stocks.
I'm pretty sure Apple and Disney were planning... Like, Apple wanted to buy Disney ages ago as well. Mm. I mean, Steve Jobs was one of the people that made Pixar, so it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, he made Pixar. Pixar got acquired by... That would be fucking horrifying, watching Apple buy Disney. That's scary.
Well, it's like, you
know... Imagine having an iPhone with the hidden Mickeys everywhere.
But, like, going Disney, back to Snow White, right? Like, when she bites the apple. She goes to sleep, dude.
Yeah, so true. And that's what's going to happen to society. You bite the apple and you're going to fall asleep and you're going to be a victim of the oppressors, you know
what
I'm saying?
How do we know that hasn't happened to us already, dude?
How do you know
we haven't bitten the apple?
What if we're in a simulation from our iPhones? What if this is all a simulation? That means anything goes.
Hey, calm down.
Sorry.
That's a crazy conspiracy.
Sorry.
The only thing stopping me from believing that one is that Disney's the one that buys everything, you know?
Yeah, that's the opposite.
They hold a monopoly, which is really funny.
I think that's why they're taking it.
No, they don't own Monopoly.
Monopoly's owned by someone else, yeah.
Surely there's a reason that every single film that they've made in Marvel and Disney and Pixar is just like so bad. Star Wars,
I reckon it's because they don't know what the fuck they're doing. That's what I think. I reckon they're
not taking risks anymore.
Yeah, I reckon they're like it's way easier to just like pander and like make content that they know will make a return on investment rather than make anything.
But are they though? Like, I swear they're not getting
making a lot of money.
I don't know. I don't know if they're actually getting money from Disney Plus.
Oh yeah, they are.
Mm.
Oh yeah, they're making so much money.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Compared to like
they
all the
fucking
movies
they're
stuff.
So cheeky. When Disney Plus came out, it was like undercutting the market by like such a huge margin, and then they went, by the way, we're now more expensive. The thing about Disney Plus that's interesting is they bought Fox right before it, so you have all of the Fox stuff. Like, you have Scrubs,
Hulu,
Simpsons, Futurama, Family Guy, like all these shows that like people will get those services just for like one of those shows because there's so many series on them. But streaming services don't make a lot of money.
No.
And here's my conspiracy.
Yeah.
Streaming services are actually controlled by Big Pharma.
He's really tall and I've seen him.
Big Pharma.
Yeah.
Big guy.
Who's that?
I'm just saying Big Pharmacy.
Big Pharma was pretty big.
Pharma was
a huge, and he wanted a wife every fucking season.
Pharma was a wife.
Give her to me.
Now, dinosaurs. There is a museum in America that is about humans being around when dinosaurs were around.
Dinosaurs?
Agreed.
Agreed?
Yeah, I've seen the TV show.
Which one?
The one with the like the cavemen, and they were like, it was like, kind of like they're made of clay.
What?
What are you talking about, man?
I saw it when I was a kid. I can't remember the name of it.
It's a documentary.
Are you talking about Ice Age?
No. Like earlier.
No, dinosaurs and Ice Age until the third one.
It was like claymation.
Yeah.
Claymation.
And it was like there was like cavemen and the dinosaurs and stuff. And
are you talking about Gumby? Clay fighters on the Sega Genesis?
I think you're just talking about world history, mate, because that's the truth.
Everything was in clay until I was 10.
Imagine humans and dinosaurs at the same time.
What's the proof of that? How do you prove that?
Well, it's fundamentalist Christians think the world's only 2,024 years old or like 5,000 years old or whatever.
Right. Gogs.
So they believe in...
Gogs. That sounds familiar.
Never saw it. That is so...
Dude, I remember those.
Oh, that's terrifying. Yeah.
Skit show?
That's terrifying.
You kind of look like one of them. You actually look like a Gog.
Were they all like a Gog show?
And then one of Elias.
That one.
Now, Goo, you got a conspiracy?
Yeah, I got a conspiracy.
Yeah, go on.
Sounds pretty serious.
I'm so ready.
You ready for this one?
I'm so ready.
Yeah?
Okay. So, you know the famous film Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
I love that film.
I genuinely...
Do you know what decade that came out in?
1980.
Do you know what else was in 1980? Mm. Ronald Reagan. I believe that...
Ronald Reagan framed Roger Rabbit.
I believe Who Framed Roger Rabbit was America convincing more American men to join the army because they had Jessica Rabbit. And they were like... No one was fucking. No one was going to war and they made Jessica Rabbit. We went to war.
I'd die for Jessica Rabbit. That is a fair point because I would slaughter a thousand men in the Gulf War if it meant I got to cop a feel of Jessica Rabbit.
Why are they going to war over golf? to be honest. Like,
it wasn't over golf, it was for golf.
Yeah.
Oh, so if you lost the war, they would have taken golf away.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? That's crazy, that's dude.
But there's another... Not, I didn't think this is conspiracy. I think this is just a flat-out truth, is that when Jessica falls, you can see her... They literally... drew in her vagina.
No.
That's, yes. Yeah.
That's
flat
for the boys
out.
On the front line.
That's
flat
not
out.
True.
Yes, it is 100%
true. What
timestamp
is that in? On?
But they had to take it out for the new ones or whatever. They've like blurred. They made it black now, so you can't
so you can,
see it.
You could
but
see
flat out, they
more
she
for
had
the
her legs open and she had a vajayjay out while she fell off the car
one
or whatever.
One sec, I'm just going to
she's
look,
pranking
I'm just
you, dude.
A
it's a whole thing.
Are you getting your text?
But imagine you're in the front lines and they didn't have Jessica Rabbit. You'd be like, why am I here?
It's true. You need to have, you know... You what are you? Photo. What are you fighting for? Exactly. Like Mulan.
And it proves that ugly fucking dudes can get Jessica Rabbits.
What are you saying that Roger Rabbit is ugly?
Yeah, he's a rabbit.
He's cute. That is kind
That's
of
weird,
though,
text.
Isn't it? It's weird. It's a weird like bestiality thing where it's just like
yeah, but it's a chick. Who cares?
Damn,
it's,
you're right.
But the chick isn't the rabbit. The guy is the rabbit.
Yeah, but it's fine when it's that way. When it's the other way around, like
That's
Zootopia.
Damn, dude.
Damn, you're right.
Utopia.
Zootopia.
Zootopia.
Yeah, if you flip that shit, bad.
You can straight up
I
see...
I like bunny girls.
If a girl fucks a bunny man, fine. But if a man fucks a bunny girl...
Now...
Woman.
I'm just going to clarify, you're correct. That's absurd.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You saw Thank it? You.
No, yeah. I got a text.
was it there?
Yeah, I got a text off the picture.
Was it there?
Yeah.
I feel
it's
like
legit.
Back in the day, no. with all of these films, animators had a fabulous time. They
well,
had fun.
Jessica Rabbit, fun. Like, she is the most beautiful. Like, she... Like, I want a woman that looks like Jess Crab, and I don't think that's unreasonable. Like,
no.
I don't think that's...
She has no nose,
I don't
right?
think that's unreasonable to say. I want a woman that looks just like Jessica Rabbit and acts like her all the time and only wears red sequin dresses. That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that's weird.
I don't.
It's fair enough.
What about the girl from the Goofy movie?
The only other cartoon character I was ever attracted to was...
The McDonald's
I actually
star.
Can't say it because people mm-hmm. will start calling me a furry and I can't do that.
Can you tell us?
Oh, but everyone had it.
Can I tell us on the podcast you edit and you can just leave
I'll
it
blow,
in?
I'll bleep it
you
out.
Know what weird scene really, like, I was weirdly obsessed with was from The Sword and the Stone when the female squirrel becomes obsessed with the kid when with Arthur when
I've
he's
heard
a squirrel.
This already, so that is concerning.
Isn't that fucking weird?
That is weird.
I don't know why.
Have you ever beat your meat to that?
No, I was too young to beat my meat to that.
But now?
No, I have other resources to beat my me too. I just go out into a park and see
have
a squirrel
you been downloading
in nature.
Some?
Downloading what? Porn. I don't need to download that. I can just go on Disney Plus, put on Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and get
Neuralink.
Off for the next 2 years.
Sure.
Neuralink.
Dude, I don't think you got Neuralink. I think someone just fucking lobotomized you.
They didn't do that.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you downloading right now?
Porn.
How much?
Probably 3 terabytes.
Gay?
All.
Misc, you said.
Oh, Misc, okay.
About squirrel porn.
Yeah, that's in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Slap my tit again. Sorry.
Okay.
I've got a conspiracy.
It's meant to be conspiracies. We're just talking about hot cartoon
No,
animals.
We didn't talk enough about hot cartoon characters. We didn't talk enough about hot cartoon characters,
dude, you
okay?
gotta fix that
I feel
hat.
Like
it's
got...
making you malfunctional.
I know, I'm
I
sorry.
I feel like you've got a real obsession with... attractive cartoon characters.
Yes, it's important
Hottest
that it's okay.
Animal.
Kovu from the second Lion King. Oscar.
the really guilty giggle after that. Like, they're very clear you're not lying.
Have you beat your meat to Kovu?
She doesn't have meat to
have,
beat you.
No. But there's lots of sexy characters.
What about Tarzan?
No.
Really?
No.
He's got those groupers.
I had a conniption growing up because I
Are
was...
Are you okay?
What?
A conniption? Are you okay?
I had an issue.
He had a few conniptions and he's never been the same.
Yeah. And, oh my god.
No.
I was attracted to all the female characters. Like, I had an obsession with Jasmine from Aladdin and I had an obsession with Meg from Hercules.
Me too.
Yeah,
Meg
so
in a way.
I flat out thought I was gay for like the longest time because I was like, these bitches be hot.
Meg is like, Meg is a cock tease for every young boy and girl. Meg is beautiful. I don't know what it is. She's bad, you know?
No, she's good.
What's going on there?
Nothing.
What cartoon characters were you attracted to?
No, I was just,
Gog.
The Gog.
Were you attracted to any cartoon characters? You were, you're just embarrassed.
No, I was trying to think of some
that weren't incriminating you.
No. Was it? What's the movie? Is it Lost City of Atlantis?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's like half naked the whole movie.
Yeah.
Well, and the mechanic girl is really hot too.
Which one's the mechanic girl?
She's like Latino looking.
Oh, yeah.
Although, the bad chick's really good too. She's blonde and she's got like the dot on her face.
El Dorado.
Yeah, I was going to say El Dorado as well.
I can only think of the two dudes.
Miguel and Julio.
Yeah.
That's Julio.
Mighty and powerful gods.
That's who we're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to...
Julio? It's Julio?
It's Julio, yeah.
The girl in that is drawn to... again, like my standards are realistic. I just want a woman who dresses and acts that way.
What about in Chicken Run, that big fat bitch?
She was my favorite. I don't want to be a pat. I don't like
Grey. She's really dumb in the second one. She's fucked her up.
Oh, did she get hit in the head?
In the second Chicken
Run. I was thinking of Chicken Little.
I love that girl.
Chicken Little.
Stuart Little?
Yeah.
I couldn't get through the second.
What's the difference between Stuart Little and Chicken Little?
Chicken Little doesn't make me want to crush something.
They've got the same last name. Are they related?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cousins, dude.
You remind me of Chicken Little.
You remind me of Stuart Little in the sense that I want to step on you. I want to step on you.
Birds.
And you fuck birds, yeah.
Whoa. These are conspiracies.
Doesn't he get with the ugly duckling in that?
In Chicken Little?
Mm.
Yeah, at the end, they have the action movie. It's fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that.
You not seen Chicken Little?
Chicken Little's good.
Bro, watch that movie.
Chicken Little's good.
Does it have any sexy characters in it? I don't think
so. It has like five sex scenes. Chicken Little has like five sex scenes. It's insane for a kid.
Remember
that
gets a little fluffy thing and holds it by the
head. Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't think you guys are watching this right Chicken Little.
Yeah, you're the one that you sent us via Neuralink, that Chicken Little movie.
Yeah, that was the one that I downloaded from the porn website.
What
website you use?
Oh, a lot of them.
Disney Plus?
Yeah, Disney.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
We're going to move away from attractive cartoon characters.
Sorry.
I've got another conspiracy
theory.
I'm not
sorry.
I want to ask Goop.
Oh, yeah, fair.
For what?
Conspiracies.
Oh, okay. You know my main conspiracy. I've already spoke about this last podcast, that clones exist.
Yeah.
We know about that
one. Yeah.
My other conspiracy is that JFK had one superpower. He was an X-Men mutant. He had the superpower to make his head explode at any time.
I think we also briefly addressed this.
We did.
That goes deeper though.
But I was going to say he's still alive. I reckon he's still alive.
You watch his head explode, bro.
Yeah, but AI.
Have you seen Misfits?
He's right.
One of the characters had immortality. Dies. Yeah.
And Men in Black.
Comes
that
back.
Little, that man.
Oh my god.
The pug.
No, the man's head explodes.
Oh, that's fucking Monk, the guy who plays Monk.
Oh,
and his head blows up, and then it grows back straight away.
Yeah,
that is pretty.
I tried that in real life. It doesn't work.
I know a bull chinian. Like in the movie. I know a bull chinian, just like in the movie.
Do they cover their chins up with
Well,
stuff?
Yeah, it's him. Look at that fucking goatee he's got on him. Make sure he's covering up his testes. It's pretty interesting. Here's a real conspiracy for you that really? Okay, what's your tone?
Sorry.
Okay, I'm here to talk about some real stuff.
Okay.
Bigfoot.
Not real. Oh, I think only dumb fucking idiots believe.
Why don't they call
that?
Him Big Cock instead? Why is it the feet?
Because it's too hairy. Mm-hmm. You can't see it.
No, but you can see imprints of it when you see footprints. He's a tripod dude.
A snake's been slithering in between these Bigfoot tracks.
He's a tripod dude.
Now I did have a belief, not that Bigfoot's real, but that I'm fascinated by the fact that there's like hundreds of years of like stories about the hairy men living in the bush, particularly in Australia. Now, the Y-Files is a really good app on it where they show like why it's so obviously not true. Like a really good app on like...
Like sorry. The classic.
Really
like the classic
stop
one.
Stop scratching your nuts.
Sorry.
Now, that classic Patty Gimlin footage of the thing, it's like it's straight up like a suit and everyone's like, but the suit's like skin tight. How could it be a suit? He stuffed like footballs in his like there to keep it like tight against his skin. And it's like fucking obviously fake. It's so obviously fake, it blows my mind. So what's interesting to me is, has anyone had sex with a Bigfoot?
Well, that he's not real, so.
Well, that's what we think. But are we just looking at a conspiracy to cover up the fact that there's prime puss out there in the bush, prime puss and dick, and they're willing and they're big and they just don't want us near it?
I've seen it.
You've seen what?
Part of the porn that I've downloaded.
Okay.
I think it's just the guy porn. In the suit not taking the suit off.
Oh, no. True. Mm. And I'm also okay with that. There are lots of stories about yaois, Australian yaois. Yeah. That's a big thing.
Yeah, stealing them at the service station.
You mean the chocolates?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yaois.
They exist, bro. You could buy them.
Yeah, but they don't. They're not made of.
They're like they're $7.
Made of Mandela rubber effect. Now. And, yeah, they're fucking expensive. What Mandela effect? They're real.
Yeah, Nelson Mandela.
Check again, dude.
We did get one the other day.
Yeah, but they're not. What'd you don't get to put them together.
It was a really fucked up looking Easter thing.
What's annoying is you used to be able to build them.
Yeah.
Like Lego, and now they're just like a fucking rubber animal.
But you can get the yaois again.
That is true.
You can get the cartoon yaois.
Yeah. Actually, no, we did.
You
we
could
got
always
a
yaois. Get the
yaois.
Yeah, but they were rare when you got a yaois.
Yeah, I've got like three of them if you want one.
No, I used to have like a whole box of them when I was a kid.
I still, downstairs, I have an entire plastic container full to the brim of yaois. They're my favorite thing.
Are they the ones with like the little bit on it so you can like put them on a Christmas tree? I have so many.
Some were.
So many Christmas
But they
ones.
Did like the OGs you'd put together and they're little animals and then they did a dinosaur line and they're fucking amazing. Like they are so yaois were the coolest things. Yeah. I love them. And then they came back out and I was like, I'm going to fucking collect these. Like I love them. And then I got them and they're just little dumb little rubber things and not like
so
Lego.
It's like when you go to McDonald's and they give you the paper.
Oh.
For the toy.
Yeah, your toy is a book or a puzzle.
What happened to McDonald's toys? They used to slap.
Yeah, they did.
The Sonic games, remember
there
when they...
Snoopy ones.
Oh, the Snoopy ones are worth a lot of money still.
And game demos off, and cereal boxes.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you could.
And you could build like...
They had Lego at one point. Bionicle.
Yeah, it was so
they
cool.
They fucking did.
They had
TAC,
the video game TAC, and I collected all them ones.
They flipped.
Kinder Surprise used to be really cool. They did a line of like... all the Kinder Surprise characters, like the mice, they had all these mice.
Oh, the cyborg ones.
Yep.
What? They were cool.
Also, toys and cereal boxes.
I'm not that old.
Remember that?
Yes.
I remember Winnie the Pooh.
Yes. I remember the lightsaber spoon.
Do you remember getting like the Sims in pizza?
Yeah.
Pizza
Age
box?
Of Empires.
Age of Empires, yeah. It was Nutri-Grain that I got it in.
Really?
Yep.
Damn.
It was sick.
I think I just stole a box of Nutri-Grain and the game and just thought, this is mine now.
Fuck it.
Imagine putting a CD... Now, like the fact that they were putting CDs in
that's
these
so
boxes.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
They should do that. It's boring
what
now.
To the economy, bro.
Dude, you can't even fit a CD in a box of cereal anymore because of
shrinkflation.
Shrinkflation.
Here's a conspiracy. Shrinkflation's happening not because companies are evil.
We're getting
but
bigger.
Because we have small amounts.
I was thinking because we're getting bigger, so everything around us is smaller.
Or it's getting
everything
ice
feels
age,
small to you, though.
So we have shrinkage.
Oh, so because it's so cold, everything
shrinkage. Yeah, yeah. My
that
dick suffers
my
from shrinkflation.
Yeah, okay, good. We're on the same page there.
Yeah, it's actually the opposite.
We're actually going into a hotter climate.
The climate's changing across the world.
I have a conspiracy theory.
Yep.
I actually believe this one. So people are made up of 60% water, but Connor's made up of 80% shit. How's that possible?
It is taken a lot of research and study to figure out how I'm made up of so much poo. The bottom line is they simply don't know. No. Coffee's what they recommend
to get it out. Yeah, exactly.
When I get here early in the morning, I don't know if you've seen Ghostbusters, the famous true story.
But you know Slimer always visits overnight.
Yeah, Slimer, I can see him in his brown. He floats around.
Slimer,
and I
I'm
go,
like,
Buster, I hear Buster makes me feel
he
good
go,
as well.
He goes, what's with all this? And I go, Slimer's here again, dude. Look at all the slime around. And he doesn't question it. I'm just like, Slimer, oh, look at all this slime. And he's like, really? He's like, oh, I got some on my arm again. Oh, you got some slime on your chin. Like, it sucks. But yeah, it's Slimer, dude, every morning.
Only visits here.
Every morning, Slimer comes. And sometimes you're here in the morning. Remember when you're here and we had to convince him it was Slimer? Remember? Remember how he had to convince Goob of Slimer?
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Now, speaking of Slimer, he's a ghost, isn't he? And a conspiracy is, of course, the existence of ghosts. Do you guys believe in ghosts?
Yep.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
For real?
100%.
I think they're pronounced jokes.
I love that you're like Bigfoot's fucking lie. You're like 100% ghosts. Now, that's not a conspiracy. It's not pronounced jokes.
Ghosts.
Like no, they GIF. Are.
No, it's like not GIF.
Yeah. So I've only read it. I don't know.
See, I reckon there's so much that we don't see because of our like visual spectrum of light. And I think that animals can see it.
So like we don't know.
And we're not wearing these hats all the time.
Yeah.
Because I did see Slimer in the other room. I'll have to visit him soon just to make sure there's not a lot of slime in there.
Have you guys ever had like a weird like thing happen to you? Like unexplainable
only
thing?
One.
What?
Well, two.
Other than Slimer.
That can be explained.
Okay, one.
No, okay, so the first one was I had a really vivid dream, and the dream, like, I remember waking up being like, that was a weird fucking dream, and then 3 weeks later, I was on a film set doing a commercial for a basketball team, and the exact thing that happened in the dream happened to me. I was next to you, and I literally, the only evidence I could, like, the only way I could do anything was to, like, slap Elias on the leg and be like, this, I've straight up, this has happened to me before. I remember this happening in a dream. It was like the same lights, the same location. Elias was in the dream.
Like
it was
a premonition.
Fucking, and it was fucking absurd because I've never bought that shit. I've never believed in it at all. And that moment, like, I talk as it, like, listen to me now. I'm talking with certainty that that happened because it fucking melted my brain so much.
That's so weird.
And anytime you bring it up to people who are, like, just naturally going to deny anything weird, they're like, you probably just, like, thought of that.
I planted it in your brain.
You're in my ear?
Like, when you were
Slimer.
With Slimer.
When I was trying to catch Slimer.
Yeah, I was and I just told you.
Is that, did you say there's two?
Oh, the other one was when I... One night I, like, was asleep and I was just falling asleep and I woke up. And you know, like, the ultraviolet light you see in your eyes? It was, like, an incredibly vivid demonic face, right? Like,
that's
I woke up.
So, no.
And there was, like,
no,
I woke
I'm
up
getting,
in
yuck.
Pitch black darkness and there was, like, an ultraviolet demonic face staring at me with, like, big orange hair, like frizzy orange hair. And it was, like smiling at me manically with, like, black holes for eyes. And I woke up and, like... The only reason I remember it is because I physically recoiled. Like, I woke up and, like, literally jumped back out of fear.
Oh, I'm literally getting goosebumps.
And,
I hate that.
And it just faded away. And it was like a, like, you know, it was straight up in my, like, listeners probably go, that's a trick of the eye. And it probably is a trick of the mind or whatever. And there is, you know, it could be. But, like, I've had that, you know, you wake up and have that shit. It wasn't, it was so vivid. I think that was the part that blew my mind was, like, it was straight up a face. Like, there was no, like, it
like
wasn't.
You can picture it
yeah.
now.
Yeah, I can visualize yuck. The face. And it wasn't like a. It wasn't like, oh, that looks like a face. It was my first reaction was, holy fuck, what the fuck is that? And then it was like processing like this fading of ultraviolet light. Very, very weird.
Ew, I hate it.
Those are the two weirdest things I've ever done. Aside from like experiences on narcotics, but I was on narcotics.
Doesn't really count, I guess. Mm. Do you have any?
Yeah, when I was, my brother was like one. We lived in a house at Cannon Hill. And my brother would... basically be looking around all the time and like seeing shit, and we were just like, oh, he's a little kid. And once he was just down the hallway chattering to himself, because he does that, and he comes up and he goes, oh, the man, like, he could just barely speak, he goes, the man who smells like cheese and blood did this. And we were like, sorry,
no,
the who?
And he goes, too little to do, like,
no.
Yeah, like, he's not watching TV or anything. And he goes, the man who smells like cheese and blood, like, he was like, that makes sense. And he goes, yeah, I see him all the time. And my family was like, what the fuck? We moved that house, literally, I reckon, because of that. We lived on two, like, old blocks, but it was two new houses. We found out that the house, there was an old man in there who killed himself because he slit his own throat.
No.
Yeah, and then they built the two houses on top, but his body was sitting there for, like, 4 weeks or something.
Damn.
What?
Yeah.
That's
and my brother
wild.
What, and doesn't remember
cheese.
It.
Really?
Well, we were thinking, like, cheese, like, rotting or mold.
Yeah.
But he was just chill with it, and we would always hear him, like, we used to go, oh, my Chase always
nah.
chatters and stuff.
Nah.
Have you asked about that since?
Yeah, he does not remember it, and it freaks him out. He doesn't like talking about it.
Really? No, I wouldn't want to either.
Do you know what
was
that
it
was?
You?
That was the rats.
From Mars.
From the moon.
Don't be
what
stupid.
About, what about the ones you were telling me about the Mars?
I don't want to talk about that on the podcast.
That's so scary. See, that's when you're like, I think ghosts do exist. Bless you again. You know, because it's like there's so many unexplained things like that that are like, it's like, ugh.
Do you have unexplained stuff?
The only thing I've had, I feel like people that are more open to the idea of ghosts see ghosts, and I'm terrified of seeing ghosts. So I like to just be like, no, thank you. So I think that's what stops me from seeing things
like
that.
Terrified of ghosts, like it's.
Yeah,
like
I hate the idea of it. Yeah, I just I think scary.
Not like Slimer.
One time, Keen and I were driving back from the cinema, and we're going past like the industrial place, but the industrial place is on the river. I don't know. It was really weird. We're driving and there's this giant green light that just lights up the entire sky for a solid 4 seconds. It looks out of this world. It doesn't look like it's a part of, like, it's not blue light. It's not like, it doesn't look human made. It looks green and it lit up the sky for like 4 seconds. And both me and him were like, what the fuck is that? And then he wanted to go and try and find it. And then I was scared. And
damn.
I was like, no.
You know, I saw that once, but it was from a copper meteorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It lit up the whole sky. And it was like absurdly green. I'm like, and like I was driving with someone into the valley and they started freak. They're like, what the fuck? What is that? Like freaking out. And
was it like a thing? Because this was like, it lit up the whole sky.
Yeah, it was. So we saw the light first, like the really bright light. And then I looked over and it was this incredibly bright meteorite coming. It literally felt like there was a brief second where it was very clear that the person driving thought we were going to die. Like,
fuck it, I'll do it now.
Yeah, it was, I don't know if that's what it was.
That's crazy. That's interesting. Yeah. That's because it was very green.
I saw the same thing when I was on the park. And it was fucking, it blew my mind.
That was probably the PCP that was coursing through your body. Yeah.
He's looking at the sun. Look at that mirror, bro.
It's like green. Now, have you had any moments?
There is one similar to the basketball thing that you had when I was younger. And I just remember, like, it was so crazy because I remember talking to my parents about it. Just seeing like a... What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing at all.
It was just like, it was such a fucking weird moment of just like a plastic bag, just like, it was like just floating across the street. And like when I was like walking down it, and it was just like this weird fucking moment that, so I wrote a song about it.
Oh my god.
I believed you for a second.
No, that did actually happen, but then I started thinking about
a plastic bag and then you saw a plastic bag.
No, but it was just like the way everything was like,
your brain
set
slowed
up,
down,
which is like, yeah, it was like very similar
sped
to
back
like,
up.
Yeah,
and it becomes clay.
But
that's interesting.
I don't, I've had a lot of like deja vu stuff, but that one like always just really
stuck.
Sticks with
yeah,
me.
I had this really other crazy moment happen where someone said, "Hey, I got vintage Street Sharks here," and I went, "Awesome, I'll buy it." And then he went, "Oh, I'm not there anymore."
I don't think that ever
and happened in like a minute. I really broke my heart.
I don't think that ever happened, but I will just say that I was walking through an antique shop and I saw a Street Shark and went, oh, that's cool. And I took a photo and sent it to him and said, I'll get that for you if you want. You can reimburse me. I went to poo, did a poo, and then walked out and got in the car. And he went, yeah, keen. I went, I'm not there anymore. Sorry. So I lost my memory during
Slimer got him.
Slimer got me in the toilet. I had to go visit Slimer.
It's because you were sitting on the toilet on TikTok, so you got distracted.
Yeah, I did, pretty much. And left. I was like, fuck this place, and left and totally forgot.
But yeah,
I have the Street Shark in this house somewhere. I've just never told him.
Like the bug.
Yeah.
Now, my parents, like my mom and that whole family have seen it. What's up?
Nothing.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Just because...
Well, my mom and my whole family have seen...
spooks.
Have had, like, really spooky experiences. And my dad, for all of his flaws, saw a UFO and told me about it when I was very young, like 9. And, like, I, over the years, like, over a decade, would ask him again and then not talk to him and then ask him again. And he has verbatim said the same thing about the same experience over and over again, where he was just, like, driving down a country road in Bundaberg, sees like these weird lights in like a sugarcane field, and he pulls over and watches, and it just this thing that he said looked like a sunglasses case, like a you know, like that oblong looking shape. Just complete silence, just like had lights and just got up out of the sugarcane and just shot off at a speed he's never seen. But my dad was ex-military, so his brain went, it's probably ex-military. That's immediately what he thought. But he's like, what was weird about it was it made no sound. He was like, it made absolutely no sound. This was back in like the 80s or 70s.
That was it.
That's our conspiracy alarm when the government's
nearby.
I was
nearby. So into it, I scared the shit out of me.
Man, unexplainable shit.
I do have one similar to...
I think I've blocked
yeah, right?
shit out. Like,
yeah,
there's definitely shit that I
just
I remember
don't think
that I've, like,
I just don't
out.
Think you've seen something.
I never said I saw anything.
He's special, bro. He needs to see something.
But my dad has a similar one where he, because he goes out hunting in the middle of like literally nowhere. Like there is no lights for 100 kilometers any direction. And then he's out there, I think with my brother, and they've set up camp and everything. Middle of the night, completely pitch black, nothing. Suddenly a light, like a spotlight on them from the sky and lit up everything like it was daytime. And then it just went away.
I mean, when we went camping in Girraween, which is like up near a granite belt, we were all camping and Goob was in the tent with Chris.
Yeah, I have had a spooky moment.
And I was in the van and No, no. Yeah, you're in the tent with Chris. Mm-hmm. I was in the van. You're in your hammock. That sat hilariously low, like literally half a foot off the ground.
The hammock, the tent I was in with Chris was huge.
It was big.
And it was like a pyramid tent, and I was next to the closest to window. The forest.
Okay. Yeah, like a mesh window. And I don't know, Chris is a little shit.
But he, the way he said it is like
he swears on his life by this.
And he's like sorry that he told me the story. Yeah, so it makes me feel like...
Oh God, what happened?
So like we wake up the next morning and he's just like... Which one of you, like jokingly, he's like, which one of you took a piss on my tent? And we're like, what? And he's like, seriously, which one of you took a piss on my tent? I thought it was you. I'm like, no, I don't do that. I just open the back door of my van and stand off the back door and piss while standing in my van. And Eliza's like, I didn't do it. He heard straight up heavy footsteps walk up to the side of the tent where Goob is, stand beside the tent right where Goob is, just looking apparently at Goob, like what he felt was looking at Goob.
Nope.
And then and then he's like, and I just like heard it and went, oh, that someone's just standing there taking a wee. And he didn't hear anyone leave.
So but he hear the wee?
He just heard someone walk up and he didn't hear anyone leave. He straight up just like...
He said he sat there and waited for someone. And he literally fell asleep waiting for them to move again. So something was just...
No, I'm not going camping. I'm never going camping. And I had a massive
go at him for it. Like a massive go. Put that back on right now. I was like, because Chris is a little shit talker. So I was like, shut up. You're lying. And like every time I've said that or brought it up, I've been drunk with him and brought it up. He's like, nah, dude, I swear on my life. That's legit.
Yeah. Nah. I had to move my cot over into the middle because I didn't want to be next to the...
To be honest, when I hear stabbing, that, I just think it was some like murderous motherfucker. Like just some creepy motherfucker. But he
would have stood there for like...
Yeah, I think it was straight up like some creepy fucking country freak that was stalking. Like it's a really remote campsite. I reckon someone's just walked by their tent and gotten bored. Because people are fucking arrogant. And like it wouldn't shock me. That's
even creepier though.
Yeah, and that's what bothers me. Because it wouldn't shock me if some prick is just walking around looking for an opportunity or seeing who if they could kill someone or take someone or what's going on.
You know, the creepiest part about that area too, we went swimming. To the three of us, it's near a military base, and we're swimming, and we hear a noise, and we look up, and over is like a globe master or whatever they're called, the big transport, and two jets go over. So we're close to a military base, and then when we went later, that's where the nuclear plane landed, where the Americans they flew their nuke.
Yeah, they flew a nuke.
So it's a very operating.
Oh my God! Wait, where is this?
Girraween, near Stanthorpe, right on the border.
Okay.
Beautiful spot, like really awesome. Beautiful.
So it was very odd. Like it's already a creepy alien-looking place. And then we heard that and we were looking out the tent and it's got that bush. And I remember seeing like there was that hole little trail. In it.
I reckon it was a dude. I reckon there's like, to be honest, if you're going to be a fucking murderous little go out far deep, like far into these country towns.
Why didn't they go to Hammock Boy?
Yeah, they could just fucking stab me through the back at the bottom of the hammock.
Oh my God.
Because I don't think it was about...
No, because they couldn't get their hand in there because it was so close to the ground.
I think that stuff... true. I think that stuff saved me. A lot to do with control. Like, I think it's a lot to do with, like, these people are asleep, they don't know I'm here, and I'm up in their shit looking around. Because, like, if you think about a campsite, like, we'd often leave, and, like, campsites aren't secure. Mm. Like, and, like, you just trust the people around you because most of the campsites are normally populated with people. So I just reckon it was some fucking freak.
Was there anyone else around, or was this just
a lot of possums that time, under my hammock?
Yeah,
there wasn't a lot of people when we went.
No, that's when the school. Remember the school that was there? That was like.
Was that that one time? Was that that time, or was that the other time?
Maybe the school was when it was just the three of us. But when it was with Chris,
There was a lot of people because we were all.
Yeah, yeah. So it was like, and Josh was there
because we had a lot of crew as well.
Weird. What if it was just a drunk person that just was like, I think this is my tent, and then just stood there and was like...
Yeah, it could have been that.
Oh, that's weird.
And no, I don't like it.
That was when I was in my tent.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, So it wouldn't have been, because Chris was there, so it wouldn't have been when... Because when it was just Elias, he was in a hammock on his own, and Goob was sharing the van with me. And Goob made his own bed, because he's such a short king, he made it on the floor of my van.
It was so cold.
And he made like...
It
was freezing. He had to get in, climb in bed with me, and we had to spoon naked all night. And Slimer visited.
And Slimer visited. Paranormal.
He woke up and Slimer
You know, once we met Smosh and Slimer visited me then too.
Yeah, that was a different sort of... Slimer was really upset.
We woke up and that was like a Slimer experience.
That was,
Dude,
it was
so slime funny. Covered in ectoplasm.
You threw up everywhere.
vomit all over
my face. Like
I don't know.
I was like, he threw up all over himself.
Oh my God.
I threw up all over everyone.
That's so great.
My favorite was Goob was asleep too, so I had thrown up, and he is not a... Oh, man. I've never been that drunk again. That's so horrible.
I've never been that drunk was pretty again fun. Either.
That was fucked. I can never get that drunk. I can't
we
believe.
We met people.
But we were behaved, and then it all hit me, thank God.
What were you drinking? Tequila or something?
Everything.
No, excessive amounts of beer. Like, so much beer.
Oh, my God.
It was embarrassing. Like,
it was really fun, though.
Yeah.
It was fun. Yeah, we got silly.
Smosh won't like us anymore.
I kicked Goob in a bush. That's not a conspiracy. I just kicked him in a bush.
But we saved the wings, and we had breakfast wings.
We did have breakfast.
You two did. I was in sleep.
But
and
some
I kept
went in the piss bush for
some
a quick
of,
second.
Some of them did fall on the ground, but we, you know, scavenged them.
I kicked them out on the balcony because it was one room and they wouldn't shut the fuck up when they woke up. And I was like, get out. Because I was so hungover that I couldn't function. I was like, guys, please shut up. I had to ask for a late check-in and everything. And I was still like, it was like 10:30. And I'm like, guys, please.
Were you supposed to go to Supernova?
Yeah, I sure was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't because I was, I don't think I
And then COVID started.
Yeah, COVID started that next week.
Yeah, that was happening when we were there.
Yeah, we were
Smosh
in the
Smosh
hotel.
Were the patient zero. They were the ones that brought it.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Smosh.
Because remember we were in the hotel and we were like, look at this crazy disease. And we're like, this is fucking stupid.
Wasn't it? Because a lot of people didn't go to that Gold Coast
because of COVID.
Because of it,
it was just kicking off.
Yeah.
You know how crazy it is sometimes I think that we just lost 2 years to COVID? Like it feels like that time just, like it's just this absurd amount of time we lost.
And my hair.
No, you've got plenty of hair.
Speaking of conspiracies and COVID, what do you guys think?
I don't want to talk about it because it fucks your channel up.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that shit.
That's
No.
Oh, she's like a little horse. She just...
No.
She's Zoom.
She's out.
She is a bit of a xenomorph.
God, she is like the rattiest animal I've ever met.
She is like a rat.
She just fucking scurries
like
around. Like
yep,
you,
moves
you,
like
I'm
a
in
rat,
the kitchen trying to make
colored
something.
Colored like a rat.
And I move half a centimeter and she goes... Like runs away like a roach being spotted. It's so fucking nice.
But it's hilarious.
What do you think? What do you guys think about like old sailors' tales? Like
I think they were old and at sea for a long time and bored.
I think they're real.
Do you think they
all turned gay after a while because they had to like get the rocks off
somehow?
Yeah,
they were absolutely fucking out there. Mm. But I also think like being, I think sailing's like really romanticized. I think it was a terrible life. Like the reason pirating was so popular is because that being a part of like the English Navy and stuff and being on boats was so terrible and like so bad for you.
They could be sick all the time.
Yeah, and they fucking break down all the time and like you get robbed and you're shipwrecked and like I don't think it was a really good...
I thought you meant break down as in like cry.
Like, sure
oh, this
too.
Sucks.
I don't think it was a very glamorous life. I think it's very romanticized, this idea that like being on a wooden ship where you're contained with a bunch of men and it's...
I mean,
stinks.
That's a, like war as well, right? Like war is very romanticized in a lot of ways to get people to...
Well, it was back in the day.
And like, yeah.
But you only care about like the leaders of a war, but like no one gave a shit about the dude charging into like horses and dying.
Plus, I can imagine that your dream would be being in a big wooden boat with a lot of stinky men
for a couple of hours,
I mean?
And then he would be like, "I want to go back home and play with Slimer."
And they goes,
"I brought Slimer onto the boat, dude."
Did you really?
Yeah.
Were they upset?
No. We all had a good time.
You and all the male sailors.
Yeah.
Mailers, if you will.
Yeah.
I love that this whole, like, slime thing is just going straight over my head. I'm like, yeah, Slimer.
Do you ever seen Ghostbusters?
Yeah, but many years ago.
You know the green ghost slime. In Ghostbusters?
Yeah, what about
it? That's
him?
Slimer.
Yeah, but why
there's
why
slimes
is he
everywhere.
With
slime.
Because we're saying there's slime everywhere as in jizz. That's the joke.
Okay. I thought it was more clever than
I
that.
I heard Slimer
oh,
was
come
a siren.
On, it's Cracker Milk. Huh?
Slimer was a siren.
Like a mermaid?
Yeah.
Like he sings to you?
Oh, he's the last chick to stick it out. And you're like,
oh, whoa. Wasn't it like dugongs were what the what mermaids were, right? Like they were just looking at fucking dugongs. Like
I reckon
doing,
they were lying.
I'm pretty sure they were banging them too.
Fucking them dugongs?
There's like, yeah. They were literally
really?
Banging
I reckon
them.
Like
yeah,
weird
I've
shit
heard
happens
that.
Out on the sea though. Like, I mean, you look at like backcountry stuff with like all the alien stuff and everything and I reckon there's some fucking weird
what,
shit.
Like sea monsters?
There. I mean... There's just like deep sea gigantism.
Name one.
A big thing.
Kraken.
Yeah, well, giant squid.
But
well,
isn't the giant squid like the size of this room?
The Meg.
It's not very big.
Giant
no, they're,
squids
they're,
are very
they're
big.
Massive.
They were
big. There used to be like a lot bigger ones as well. Like you can see the scars on sperm whales and stuff. And all
a
that,
lot
right?
bigger. They're pretty fucking big.
Yeah.
Their eyes are like this big. Size of piece plate.
Yeah, it's fucking insane.
But
they're
reason,
mostly legs. Like they're not.
Yes.
It's not like the Kraken from fucking.
No, it's not like
Pirates
the Kraken.
Of Caribbean. That thing is.
And the, reason they're really big in the deep sea, and the only time, the reason they're so rare isn't because they're like mysterious. It's because they only surface when they're dying. So they come up when they're dying.
That's so sad.
When like the boats would freak out because you see these big tentacles on them and it's just a squid being like, I'm dying.
Yeah, yeah.
Goodbye, cruel world. Yeah, but it is crazy to think how big the ocean is and what could be down there.
I don't like that. Same with space. Scary, scary stuff. Don't like thinking too much about it. Yeah,
space
scary.
Is actually
space
terrifying.
Is insane. Yeah. Space is a very crazy thing, which it's is why scary. I believe in aliens. I just, over time, probably went deep and thought, many things, and now I think a lot less because I think there's a lot of snake oil salesmen. I think it's full of just like charlatans and like people who are full of
Messiah
shit.
Messiah complex people, especially. Like, oh yeah, the moment it's special.
The moment it becomes people start saying it's the answer to shit, I can't engage in it anymore. Although the aerial school phenomenon again is still the most mind blowing fucking thing I've ever watched ever. Like that stuff, I'm like, every time I like think about it, that's crazy to me.
All the
school children saw the same thing. Interviewed by a psychologist, said the same thing and separately when they're alone, drew it 20 years later, say it, teachers that were there.
What did they see?
Said a fucking UFO landed and a little dude came out and telepathically spoke to them and said that, like, you're killing the world with technology, like the world, you need to stop being so married to technology, you're gonna destroy the world.
When was this?
1996.
Oh, we've gone downhill from there.
Yeah, fuck.
94. This was the year I was born.
But how telling, like, isn't that,
you're special,
isn't that interesting? But like, yeah, they still believe in it. It's just fucking crazy, like that shit. And then, you know, people will say mass hysteria and stuff, and maybe because I mean religion's done that a lot too, when something's inexplicable they'll be like mass hysteria. But I don't know. It's all pretty fucking crazy stuff. But then you just venture down the rabbit hole of, like, people just use that stuff. Like, when something's absurd or a phenomenon, people very quickly try and attach meaning to it. And you can't, like, attach meaning to shit that is inexplicable, because then you're just, like, a religion. Like, you're just, like, doing the same.
I just like to not think too much. It's nice in my head, usually.
Yeah, I try to. I've gone from, like, being heavily political and progressive to, like, being progressive and quiet about it, because like too much upsets me all the time. It's not good for me.
I think what I, because I love space, but I like the scary parts of space. Like, I like thinking about Mars, used to have water, maybe had an atmosphere, probably, if it had water, gone, like completely blown away by fucking radiation and wind and shit.
Crazy.
But I think with conspiracies, people can get really scared because you're on the planet for like 70 years and you're dead. You're probably not going to see anything. You're probably not going to experience shit. I think human beings think we're all going to experience it. Like, it's inbred in us for whatever reason.
Well, it's like apocalypses.
Like, we're preparing. Everyone thinks they're going to be alive for the end of the world. Everyone thinks this year's going to be the end of the world. They're going to experience shit.
I was
most likely not.
So horrified of 2012. Well, I mean, it's the end of the world for us. I think that's what it is like dealing with mortality. So everyone thinks there's an apocalypse because
the end of way to cope.
Yeah, and like the end of existence for someone is an apocalypse for them personally. It's not like, you know, a fucking meteor hits or the world goes through climate change. What's not going to happen is the world's dead forever. What's going to happen is humanity might die, but like, where, like, we might come back. Like, it's all just a very selfish way to look at things in apocalypse. I mean, 2012, when I was 13, so 2008 or 9, I was already horrified of meteorites because the idea of like that happening. But 2012 scared the fucking shit out of me. Before the movie came out, I was 13 and I would think about it every day. I'd research it because I was so scared.
Did you like see it on like Facebook or some shit?
I just was like, back before the internet was Facebook and shit, I didn't have Facebook. I just like,
because I remember the story of the Mayan.
Yeah, it was the Mayan calendar.
The movie, but I thought that was like marketing.
No, the Mayan calendar thing was a big conspiracy for a long time.
Yeah.
And 2012 was actually a year that everyone spoke about for a long time. And so it was actually like a pretty popular apocalypse theory, and it scared the fucking shit.
I got invited.
And then they were doing the test, right? Like, they were doing the
Hadron Collider. That was 2009, though. I'm pretty sure that was cool, really.
I remember them doing a test there was in 2012 for it, and people were relating that to the possibility of
a black hole swallowing us all up. But it's like the same with the nukes. When you find out in Oppenheimer, there was like, they did theories and tests to see, and there was like a potential, there was a chance that launching a nuke would swallow out, burn up our entire atmosphere and chain reaction. That's fucking insane.
They still did it anyway.
They're like, fuck it. Fuck it.
No, I got invited to an like end of world party in 2012, and I didn't go because I was too scared. And I was like, well, if I'm going to die, I'm die with my family, not with you freaks.
I sat up all night watching, all night with my friends on Skype, and we were just talking. And I was like, it's not going to fucking happen. And I was horrified. And then it never happened. Unless it did in an alternate dimension.
Everything's happening always all at once.
And we simply like pass on, like, to every time there's an opportunity for us to die, our consciousness just moves to the next dimension where we are going to live. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, your hat's falling off a little bit.
Oh, that's probably why I said that.
There you go.
Nah, 2012. But yeah, no, pretty crazy shit, you know what I mean? And this is the end of the Crack and Milk podcast. Thank you for
listening. Or is it? That's another conspiracy.
Maybe the Ultimate Dimension. Maybe it's goes for 2 hours.
Yeah, maybe it's still going.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe the government.
Government?
Maybe the government comes in and gets us with the guns.
What are you seeing?
Downloading.
What are you downloading?
More porn.
Okay. Thanks for listening to the Crack and Milk podcast. We hope you had fun. And if you want to see the full extended uncut version of this, you can on our Patreon. And if you want to sponsor us, Rode, so we can get some new mics and a mixer, do it, please, because I'm sick of this.
Also, tell us your favorite conspiracies in the comments. And also, get yourself a cool hat.
Yeah, we sell these online. These are $5,000. You can get the Elias special for $13,000.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Are you okay?
I mean, I'm crying inside.
When you take that hat off, what's weird is the point is still on your head. That's
I had to get a custom made.
Yeah, yeah. Nick's a house.
Yeah.
Do you
brick
wish,
house. Sorry.
Do you wish they remade Need for Speed? I do.
My next conspiracy theory is that Goob is Zac Efron.
He's old Robert De Niro.
Yeah, more Robert De Niro. Or that guy from Vampire Diaries. Or old...
Which guy
who
from
did
Vampire
you say
Diaries?
The other day? The squinty guy dude.
Oh, you're James Franco. You can do a good James Franco.
Oh, yeah.
Or like
Chinese
man.
See, that's James Franco doing a Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right, true. Bye, everyone.
Bye,
guys.